4G LTE network, now with the iPhone 5S and 5C. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call tonight in Marlette as Harbor Beach is on the road. Both teams vying for the sole spot in first place in the Greater Thumb East. We've been breaking down the Harbor Beach Pirates. We're about halfway through, and let's continue that story. The Pirates' life has been an inconsistent one thus far this season. They've had to reschedule three games so far on the season due to weather, and it looks like they aren't going to be able to make up the game against Reese, so the Orange and Black season will only have 19 regular season games. Their 20th game, their first round of districts, will see them hosting friend and foe Ubley in Harbor Beach. For the next 3 weeks, Harbor Beach plays three games a week to finish the season. Ryan Brown, being a former player, how much havoc does it have on a team to be playing nine games in 17 days with five of those on the road?
Five of them being on the road is tough, but as a team, it becomes more of a mentality state of mind. Road warriors, if you will. See what your team is made of, because come tournament time, that's when you're going to be plenty battle-tested by doing all these road games, and by the tournament, it's all on from there.
And John Mooney, as a former coach, what do you tell your team? Same idea, road warriors, continue through, keep pushing?
One game at a time. That's the only cliche you really got to throw at them.
Okay, Harbor Beach is currently on a one-game win streak, defeating Ubley 68-46 this past Monday 2 days ago. With a win tonight, Harbor Beach would sit atop the Greater Thumb Conference East Division in first place, one game ahead of Marlette at 5-1. HB won the first meeting in Harbor Beach 53-45 in mid-January. It's time to take another quick break as the JV game has just wrapped up here in Marlette. The Harbor Beach Pirates taking the victory 52-41. Over Marlette. Marlette JV actually took the first one in Harbor Beach. That's a good rubber match there. And when we return, we'll break down the Marlette Red Raiders, your host for tonight's WLW Sports Game of the Week, Wednesday edition on 102.1 FM and WLW Sports Worldwide.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Cody Newland from Marlette, and I'm a medical laboratory science major at SVSU. My MLS program was accredited the May before I started at Saginaw Valley. On a national level, this program is one of the best, so that's part of what brought me here. Saginaw Valley is only an hour from home, so I can go home whenever I need to, if I need to pick something up or if I want to see family and friends, but it's far enough away that I'm on my own. I lived on campus and it was amazing. I met so many people that way, and it prompted me to get involved, because if you're here, you'll have a little downtime, so you find something that will keep you busy. In the long run, that's what makes college memorable.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it, you'll eventually get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
For over 8 decades, America's farmers have counted on the Little Red Tractor from Case IH, the Farmall, to help them make short work of their demanding chores. Well, TNT Equipment in Sandusky can show you they aren't just for farms anymore. With horsepower ranging from 30 to 105, plus an army of attachments, they can tackle every chore on your to-do list. From hauling and mowing to loading and towing and then some. See TNT Equipment to find a Farmall that's right for you. TNT is located just west of Sandusky on M46. Be ready with Case IH.
Get down, get down. 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 Get down, get down.
Action in more ways than just the radios. Stream online at WLEWSports.com or thumbnet.net, or download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call tonight as Harbor Beach is on the road in Marlette, Michigan. And a foe and friend and everything else in between for this competition for first place in the Greater Thumb East. We've broken down the Harbor Beach Pirates. Let's take a look at the hosts, the Marlette Red Raiders. They're 12-2 overall, having won their last 5 straight games. They're 4-1 in league play, tied for first place with Harbor Beach. Last time these two teams met was January 17, 2014, in Harbor Beach, where the Pirates snuck out the victory 53-45. Marlette is a perfect 10-0 at home this year. In fact, 21-1 in the past 2 seasons. Overall, the Red Raider offense scores 60.7 points per game and allows 47.1. So a 12.6 perk for Marlette while in the friendly confines of Red Raider Pavilion. But when Marlette plays at home, they score 6 points more, roughly, 66.2 to 48 on defense. So a positive 18.2 point advantage for Marlette in Marlette. Now with John Mooney, we take a look inside the Red Raider huddle.
Coach Chris Storm's Marlette Red Raiders, they are definitely looking for revenge. They want to avenge that only division loss to Harbor Beach, and they do definitely want to take control of this GTC East race. What I look for as a key is not so much the flow of the game for Marlette. They're going to be okay. What I was noticing when they visited Harbor Beach was that they didn't have a particularly good shooting day. This is their own home gym. They are looking to go ahead and shoot the ball and often, believe me. So in crunch time, though, there's going to be one player that's just going to be key for them, and that's senior scoring machine, 6'5" guard, Brad Shaw. He is the one that's going to stir the drink for this game.
Now, Ryan Brown, you formerly played in this gym in high school. How difficult is it to beat Marlette on their own court?
Oh, it's extremely difficult. They feed off the crowd's energy, and they usually like to get out to a fast start if they can. And by the time the fourth quarter rolls around, come crunch time, like John Mooney said, they can take that energy and lift them to a next level.
Marlette had one bad week in this season, January 15th and 17th, where they lost both games, the only blemishes on their scorecard through 14. Otherwise, they started the season out at 7-0, and as of recent have rattled off 5 straight games in this beautiful season. You're tuned to WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll continue to break down the Marlette Red Raiders on your home for high school basketball, WLW Sports.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Have you sat in or driven a new Ram truck lately? Well, if you haven't, you owe it to yourself to come in today. You'll be glad you did. At Moore Motor Sales, we have a huge selection of 2014 Ram trucks, which happened to be Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, 2 years running. Here's a guy who has sold more trucks than there are fish in Lake Huron, Scott Provost of Sandusky. Scott, tell us about the 2014 Ram truck advantage.
2014 Ram trucks have better fuel economy, an incredible ride for driver and passenger, better towing capacity, the best interior, and a half-ton truck with a diesel engine in it. You heard right. 2014 Ram trucks have better towing capacity and the best interior. Whether you need a new truck or you just want a new truck, come see me, Scott Provost, and let us show you the new Ram truck advantage.
At Moore Motor Sales in Carroll during the 2014 Ram Truck Month.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in